Hello, everyone. This is Eugene Starks, NAHU president. Welcome to The Jump Off, where we take a big leap into everything leadership and NAHU.
Thursday, June 16th is the final day for you to register for in-person attendance at NAHU's annual convention held June 25th through 28th in Austin, Texas. I promise you, you do not want to miss this meeting, so if you have not registered yet, now is your last chance to register for in-person attendance in Austin. So please, if you haven't already registered, go to NAHU.org and secure your spot before it's too late. See you there.
Hi again, everybody. Welcome back to another installment of The Jump Off, which is the President's Podcast, of course, with our gracious host and president of NAHU, Eugene Starks, myself, Emma Fox, still the chair of the Chapter Leadership Development Committee. Eugene, you want to introduce our guest today?
I would love to introduce our guest today, and I don't know that I need really to do a whole ton of introduction, but our guest today is Eric Silverman. A lot of you may know Eric from his business, Voluntary Disruption, voluntary benefits business, and some of you may know him more from his Rockstars Rocking podcast. In fact, I think you had a really good NAHU president on your podcast not too long ago. Is that right, Eric?
I think that might be a fact, actually. Thank you for having me, both of you. I actually had the one and only Emma Fox on the podcast early on in the show's life. So it's a pleasure to turn the tables, and now you're going to do me.
Well, we're excited to have you on. And when you and I were recording your podcast, I said I definitely wanted to have you on. I love the energy you bring and the excitement you bring. And we had a good time doing that. And I wanted to try to share a lot of things we discussed with our broader NAHU membership. So we really appreciate you being on the podcast with us today.
Sure.
You know, I talk about, you know, don't need much of an introduction, but while maybe a lot of people know you, Eric, why don't you give a little bit more background on who you are, your business, your family?
Sure. I appreciate it. Well, my name is Eric Silverman, and I'm a recovering carrier rep. And I say that not to as much make a joke, but to actually say I really am a recovering carrier rep in that, you know, I was a nobody's going to cry for me, Eugene and Emma, but just like Emma's husband and partner talks about all the time, David Contorno, I love when David says he basically falls on his own sword. He took the commissions and he enjoyed the fancy lifestyle in the health insurance world. Well, I did the exact same thing on the, as I call it, enhanced benefit side of the house, or as the status quo industry still calls it, the voluntary insurance industry. And when I left the carrier world, I was with a big carrier, did very well. Again, nobody's crying for me. I decided, and I met David and other folks like David, and I decided I wanted to do for the employee-funded enhanced benefit industry what David and others like David are doing for the medical side of the house. And I'm proud of what we accomplished early on and still are today. Basically, these days, we're more of a marketing agency that drives employee communication and employee engagement. And we just happen to be funded vis-a-vis the sale and installation, enrollment, and service of ancillary, supplemental, voluntary worksite, or like I like to say, enhanced benefits.
I mean, I like the way you say that, Eric. And, you know, I think I've been doing this a long time, and it really was so much about, if you will, pushing the product. And I don't mean the product didn't have value, but, you know, what we began to experience, and I think what I'm hearing you say is, that there's so much more than just having a product in somebody's personal portfolio or in their payroll deduction slot. I mean, yep. What do they have? Do they understand it? How do you explain those benefits and value to them? And I think that was really the challenge you tried to solve, right?
Well, look, here's the thing. All of my quote-unquote colleagues, dare I even say competitors, and frankly, the old me, you know, 10 years ago plus, we would go into a meeting, whether it's with a broker advisor that we're looking to partner with, or whether it was a direct employer group, and we'd push product and service and sell rates and performance and benefits, and boring, right? So I didn't know any better. I did that for the early part of my newfound business when I reinvented myself after I left the carrier world. It took me a while, honestly, but I realized that was insanely stupid on me. And when you talk product and you talk rates and you talk service, you're talking destination. And although the destination is important, in fact, it's very important, destination is just the product, the carrier, the claims, the administration. What you really need to be talking about is the journey. So if I'm on a meeting with a broker or an employer or both, I'm spending the better part of the entire hour talking about the journey and how we get the employees to become true consumers of healthcare, to understand their benefits all through marketing and communication to drive engagement. And I spend very little time talking about the destination because, quite frankly, the destination just is what it is. And for many folks, it just happens to be the product or the carrier with the proper rate at the right time. So journey is definitely more paramount than the destination.
Yeah, I love that. The product generally is going to do what the product's going to do. And if you and the consultants you're working with, you're shopping the markets and you're trying to find the right fit based on cost, based on benefit, that kind of stuff. But just understanding how to get to that, you know, the value of it. You know, what we found, I think, is what you're talking about, is the employees, the members of these plans have to understand purpose and value, not just the claim number.
No, it's exactly the right statement. And I just, you know, people always say, well, if you could turn back the clock, people ask this question on many podcasts over the world. They say, if you could turn back the clock and give advice to your old self. I mean, I wouldn't change really anything, to be honest. You know, I did what I did. I made a lot of money. I do feel like I helped a lot of people. And I do feel like I definitely did some things wrong. But if I could turn back the clock just to when I left the carrier world, right at that point, I wouldn't do anything different other than switching my message to journey over destination. That really changed my business and changed my career over the last 3-4 years.
Well, Cher had a great song, If I Could Turn Back Time, but I don't think she ever did. And sure. I don't think we ever will, but we certainly all have the opportunity to learn from what we've done in the past. And I think that's what we're doing. And you know, at the end of the day, we're still enrolling employees on an employee health plan, but our mm-hmm. goal and objective is for them to understand how that plan works, mm-hmm. understand that it's there to serve their needs. As I like to say, move the employees closer to quality and affordable healthcare. And that really is, how do you get there? Not just, I'm here. Well, look, I know that you do a lot of things. I want to talk a little bit about your podcast, but I know in your business, you have voluntary disruption and you've really shaken up things, working with consultants, working directly with groups on, you know, how they approach their strategies for these enhanced benefits. But I think you also have a consulting side of your business that maybe not many people know much about.
Yeah, no, I appreciate you asking. And yeah, I mean, Rockstars Rocking, hashtag Rockstars Rocking, available anywhere podcasts are consumed. We also have a YouTube channel. I'd love for folks listening that are my friends and colleagues and partners in Nahu, whatever you want to call it right now. We'll talk about that in a second. But I'd love for them to subscribe and listen, because we always have rock stars like you and Emma and so many more. But, you know, there's not much to talk about there. What I would like to share, though, is, you know, you have so many incredible, we all together on this call, we have so many incredible solution providers and carrier partners in this industry that will no doubt be at the national convention helping support the mission. And not all, but many of them are struggling to enter the space and to make a wow impact. So many of them are startups, they're venture-based, they're technology-driven. Maybe they've been around for years, but they don't have much of a following. They don't have the budget of some of the biggest carriers out there. And when I ask them what their mission is, they say they want to just meet fantastic brokers and advisors and consultants to really share their passion and their product. And they only know to go to conferences and hope and pray. And I always say to them, hey, what's your goal at the end of this conference? And it boils down to, they need FaceTime with an engaged prospect. And in their case, a prospect is an advisor or a broker who will actually give them the time of day to listen and figure out if it's the right fit for themselves, their agency, and their clients. Well, where I accidentally tripped into the side hustle, where I tripped and fell into a side hustle, was I am excited and honored that I have so many connections and followers, almost 70,000 people between connections and followers on LinkedIn, most of which are in the benefit space. And I've been able to, just based on trust and borrowed trust and networking, introduce a lot of these vendor solution providers and carriers to great advisors and brokers who otherwise may not have given them the time of day. And couple that with marketing and ultimately helping them get on podcasts, not just myself, webinars, and just general helping them grow. I've been able to turn that into a consulting practice on a monthly retained compensation situation. And I get really fired up about that and excited, more so just because it allows me to be creative and use that marketing part of my brain, because I'm a marketing guy by trade. So I don't talk about it much. It's not on my LinkedIn. I don't post about it. This is the first time I've ever talked about it publicly on anything like this. But you know, I know it works, Eugene and Emma, because I have consulting clients that have now renewed into their second and third year. So it must be doing them a good service. So it's pretty fun and it's pretty exciting.
That's great. And in business, you know, we always need to look, you know, we talk about vertical and horizontal markets, you know, and how can we expand? And what I know of you and what I think of you, I do think of you as a good marketer, somebody that can create conversation, create excitement. That's why, honestly, I was happy to be on your podcast, because I knew there'd be a lot of listeners and I would get to share the message of NAHU. And quite frankly, Emma knows I'm really not the best marketer of my own TPA services. It's like sometimes people have to beat it out of me to say, now, what exactly do y'all do? So I'm excited for you that you're seeing those opportunities. And I'll just say for me, you know, and Emma, you may feel the same way. We get bombarded by so many people with solutions they want us to look at.
Sure.
So I can get an introduction through somebody who I know, I trust, and know understands the business and the challenges we face, you know, that helps us.
Exactly.
You know, I'll just add to that, Eric, because I throw you some kudos here. I think Eugene is right that marketing's really been your strong point. I mean, you're kind of everywhere in the best possible way, right? You're at NAHU conferences, you're at Broker Expo. And I remember when we were looking to create what is now the U-Powered Symposium, you were the first person to jump up and say, hey, how can I help? And there was never any real ask in return. So is it fair to say that your marketing strategy really is to contribute, to give? That's the impression I get from you anyway. Maybe you're really good at it and I'm being totally sold, which is the point, right? But that's kind of what it feels like, where your real value is.
Well, I appreciate the kudos. My favorite book of all time, and I was actually honored to have him on my podcast, is Bob Berg and John David Mann's book, The Go-Giver. They have a series of books called The Go-Giver. And I met them and I joined their little mastermind, and they were both individually kind enough to come on the show. In fact, John David Mann doesn't get the credit. He's been on my show twice. But that's my personality. And that's even years, many years before I ever heard of the book or heard of them. I'm a big believer in helping others, just like Zig Ziglar says, and you'll get everything you want in return over time. And, you know, I don't do it for everybody, but anytime I can help, sure, it is the definition of sell without selling. So there is some fact to what you said, Emma, in that, you know, people are going to look at you better and in a higher light and take your call and trust you. The more you help them, the more you'll get in return many, many years later. So I appreciate you saying that. And I love helping out with U-Powered, and I'm grateful that you give me that opportunity. And I'm happy that I can help get some good sponsors and solution providers to help support the mission.
Well, I agree with you. I have always thought of myself as a non-sales salesperson, and kind of like Eugene, you know, Eugene and I joke now because he and I have known each other for years and years, and we've been at the same bars together. We've been at the same conferences together. And here I am doing reference-based pricing, looking, actively looking for a third-party administrator who can help. And here's Eugene, who has a reference-based pricing third-party administrator that he runs. And we never spoke about it. We never tried to sell to each other. And so I feel like I relate to you a lot, Eric, in that I don't ever directly sell, but my opportunities to contribute to other people's success often present me with opportunities for myself. So that's a great recommendation on that book. I don't think I've read it, but I'll seek it out for sure.
Oh man. Yeah, go get it.
You know, on that point, this is such a networking business, and we all probably need to be more bold about the connections we have and the resources we have that we can share with others. And I was always, you know, I didn't want to look like I was showing up to NAHU to sell my TPA. I was showing up to serve. But there were times literally where, if you will, I was stepping over sick people when I had the cure, you know. Nobody likes an overbearing, pushy salesperson. But the reasons we gather at NAHU conferences, at UPower conferences, and at Benefits Pro is to network and to share and to encourage one another, because we're all trying to shake up this industry we're in. We're all trying to figure out the best new way to do it. So I applaud you for having the insight to see the opportunity and to be that connector.
Appreciate that.
Well, you know, talking about that, we've talked about being at the NAHU conferences and UPower conference and BenPro. You've done a lot of education at these different conferences. It seems like that's something you enjoy doing.
I really do. And, you know, it still goes back to that sell without selling. So Emma and David were kind enough to give me a few minutes to speak at UPowered as an example. And I'm broadcasting live from Austin at the end of the Benefits Pro conference, literally today. And Paul Wilson and Benefits Pro did the same. But the reality is, I'm not up there pitching me. And I'm the first to always say, there's a lot of fantastic companies similar to mine out there. Do your vetting, do your research, and figure out who you want to partner with. But I really just truly believe in what I speak about. And, you know, I've spoken at NAHU conferences before, virtually and in person, and various chapters all across the country. And I really, truly enjoy doing it. But if you don't mind, I wanted to share why I'm in NAHU and why I'm so passionate about NAHU, if you don't mind, if we still have time.
That's actually a perfect segue with where I wanted to go. So go ahead.
Oh, well, so I again, speaking, as I said earlier, I'm falling on my own sword. I'm the first to admit that for multiple years, way too many years, it's embarrassing to admit, and I've shared this with both of you before, I just ignored NAHU. You know, I didn't join, didn't know about it, didn't care about it, particularly when I was with the carrier world. And then when I left the carrier world, I still didn't care. I didn't learn about it. I was just completely dumbfounded and uneducated and ignorant. And thanks to Megan Chiarello and Nama and so many others like them, they finally bashed me over the head so many times to get involved. And once I did, to be honest, it was never the money. In fact, let me back up. I don't know that it wasn't the money, because I didn't know any better. That's how little I knew. And when I looked at it, I was like, oh, NAHU is almost free. Why wouldn't every producer and agent and carrier be involved? I mean, it literally is almost free. It's pennies a day. It's absolutely insane. Don't ever tell me it's the money. And when I got involved, I just started meeting so many incredible people and learning so much about the industry that I really just was sheltered and didn't understand, particularly parts of the industry that I wasn't involved with. And then Kevin Trokey, I love Kevin, he created this Just Ask One campaign. And I was the first to step up. I wasn't even on a committee. I don't know. And I just said, I like video. I like interviewing. I like people. I like helping. How can I help? How about I just interview as many NAHU people as I possibly can and broadcast it on social media? And everybody's just there to just ask one and talk about why they're part of NAHU. And I can continue to share my story. So, you know, for anybody listening, if you're not involved with NAHU, or if you are a member, and or maybe you're even considering not continuing the membership, you know, you're only as good as the effort and time you put into it. So if you personally listen to this and you say, well, NAHU, I'm not really involved, I'm not getting anything out of it, well, you just answered your own question. That's exactly why you're not getting anything out of it, because you haven't put anything into it. But I think, Emma and Eugene, wouldn't you agree that's really anything in life? It's not just the membership here, that's anything.
Yeah, a long time ago, and I've been married a few years, a little over 35. But a long time ago, a friend told me, it's like, you know, when you get into this, it's not a 50-50 deal. It's 100% zero. Every day you need to give 100%. And when you do that, you get more than 100% back. And anything that's worth doing is worth investing your time and your energy. And that's what I found, like you're expressing with NAHU, that probably like most people, I began in a very limited fashion. Probably my first metric was, you know, my business wasn't very old, a couple of years old. Kind of my first metric was, can I afford to do it? And then after joining, I was like, golly, I can't afford not to do it. You know?
Yep.
And it's the best value. We're a member of a number of different associations, and NAHU is our lowest association expense line in all the professional associations we're a member of. So I appreciate you sharing that. I love that that was your experience, and I love that you're so excited to share that. And we saw your videos. That was awesome what Kevin did, Just Ask One. Appreciate you stepping up and doing that. So, you know, what I'm hearing is, obviously, we've seen it. We know it from our engagement with you. You know, you've been engaged in so many ways. In a lot of ways, we haven't figured out all the answers yet as an association, but there's just a high level of energy moving quickly in the direction of change and innovation. One of the things I know you're aware of, because we were just talking about it, you know, ahead of recording the podcast, and hopefully everybody's aware of that, and that is that the board voted to change the name of NAHU so we can quit debating whether it's NAHU or NAHU or NAHU or National Association of Health Underwriters. Now we can debate how to say National Association of Benefits and Insurance Professionals. So this is going before the House of Delegates. I don't know when this will air, probably right before we get to convention at the end of June. But what do you think of the new name? Do you think it reflects our mission and our purpose as people who work in the employee benefits and insurance industry? You're the marketing guy.
Uh-oh, put me on the spot. NABIP is what I'm going to say. I'm not a NABIP guy. A couple points I have strong opinions on. Number one, I just love that you guys are smart enough as a board and as an organization to realize that there needs to be a change. You know, we talk about innovation all the time. How can you preach innovation if you're not willing to make a change? So number one, kudos to you. You could call it a tomato. It wouldn't matter. The reality is you're taking a risk, you're taking a dare, and you're putting yourself out there and you're vulnerable as an organization, which I totally respect. And I do that every day. And sometimes you win, sometimes you don't. In your case, I know you're going to win because here's the thing. One of the things that I hear from other advisors, brokers, consultants, and carrier reps who are independent and not part of NAHU yet or NABIP to come soon is they don't understand the connection. They're like, well, I'm not a health underwriter. Well, I don't really get it. They hear the word, and I was the same. I hear the word underwriting, and I think of the ladies and gentlemen I have to beat up and ask for concessions and get the rates down and tell them that the risk is okay. So yeah. I don't know about you, but I'm not an underwriter. So I know it goes back to the long ago days where as brokers, you had some influence on underwriting. But the reality is, I think it's just a huge step forward. And I think it's going to help in legislation as well, because, you know, let's just be honest, every person on the Hill, they don't understand it either. A lot of them will say they do, but they don't get it either. So I think it's a lot more defined as a name. And one of the best things you can ever do in sales, and let's face it, we have to sell ourselves as an organization, is you need to get it out really quick. You get 30 seconds to make an elevator pitch. And you don't want to waste 30 seconds saying how you're not an underwriter, but listen to me anyway.
Yeah, exactly. Well, isn't that the perfect way? You know, you've got the however many minute, 30 second elevator pitch, and you spend the whole pitch trying to explain we're underwriters, but we're not underwriters. So that was the problem we wanted to solve for. And will everybody, you know, understand perfectly who we are and what we do? But I certainly say when we talk about the benefits and insurance professionals, they're going to be a lot more honed in than what is an underwriter.
I think it's brilliant. And I'm really excited and fired up for it.
Yeah, I appreciate that. And, you know, your comment about underwriters, you know, I've worked for an HMO. That's how I was working for a hospital doing marketing. And I got hired by an HMO because I'd done the HMO contract with that HMO in New Orleans. And we affectionately and not so affectionately called the underwriting department sales prevention. Of course, we were in the sales department.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. Underwriting never had a great connotation for me to begin with. So anyway,
you're right.
Little flashback. Well, look, you've already shared so many good things, but I know you got a beautiful family. Tell me something good going on in your life, Eric.
At the moment, my Baltimore Orioles are not the worst in the country, which is not something I could say this time over the last few years. So I'm a passionate family person in business, but I do love me some baseball, and I'm a big diehard Orioles fan. So, you know, but jokes aside, I mean, that wasn't much of a joke. I was very serious, by the way. But anything going on, you know, look, I'm just blessed. I'm proud and excited that our business is growing. We're hiring a couple more people right now because we know Q4 is going to be amazing. And the consulting side is really picking up. So it's just a relationship business. And my advice to anybody listening, if you're having a moment of weakness and you're struggling in the week, month, or quarter that you're listening, or maybe you didn't have the perfect start to the year, or maybe last year wasn't fantastic. So what? Who cares? Move on. Like the reality is, this is a timing world in sales, and just keep your head down, keep your chin up at the same time. I know that sounds weird, but I mean it, and keep moving forward. You know, don't look at life through the rearview mirror. And we all have bad days, but realize if you're part of the NAHU family, you're not the only one going through trials and tribulations. So reach out to me anytime, reach out to anybody on this call, Emma and Eugene, and most everybody I've ever met in Nehu, they're certainly willing and able to hop on a quick call, shoot a few texts, maybe an email, maybe a Zoom call, and give you some of that support you need and give you a tip or an idea that'll help you get to the next level.
Well, I appreciate you saying that. And I very much find that's the case. And I've been in business a long time and I've had great years and I've had terrible years. But in all those good years, I have people to celebrate with. And in those challenging seasons, I have people to bounce ideas off of, there for encouragement, there for counsel. It's been great having these resources, not people that are just encouraging, but people that know the challenge and can help you navigate it.
Absolutely.
Well, Emma, is there anything else you have for Eric today?
Nothing from me. I just want to thank you for coming on to The Jump Off. You're such a big name in our industry. Like I said, we all know you and we all absolutely adore you and your presence. Thank you for being such a giver. And I have really enjoyed getting to know a little bit more about you.
Absolutely. The feeling is mutual. Both of you. Yeah. You guys are total rock stars.
Well, I want to thank you, Eric, certainly for being on the podcast today. And I know you're busy. I know you're at Benefits Pro and we've even moved around the meeting time just so you could finish your responsibilities there. But I want to thank you because you've been such a strong champion for health underwriters. Great encourager and a source of energy for everybody. We're looking forward to seeing you at annual convention and just celebrating with you all the accomplishments we've had so far this year and where we're going in the future.
Absolutely. Hashtag NABIP strong. Thank you, guys.